going to go right to the big news.
Lucas Papademos has been appointed to form a new coalition government in Greece.
Joe Paterno is no longer the head football coach. Effective immediately.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. What's the third one there? Oops.
Oops. Call this the week of oops. You just heard it there. The conversation, the sound from the week, the changing of the guard in Greece's political leadership, the Rick Perry moment, the longest moments in political history. Jeff Yang joins us. He writes the Dow Jones column for the Wall Street Journal, blogs for co-producer WNYC, It's a Free Country. Farai Chidea is here, journalist and blogger at Farai.com. Good morning to you guys here in the studio.
Good morning.
Farai, you know, up to the last second you were checking your Twitter feed, right?
Pretty much.
Everything good?
That's what I do.
All good?
The force is strong, John.
The force is strong. And the force is strong from Washington, D.C. Ron Christie also joining us, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, and former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Ron, good morning.
Happy Friday. Good morning, John.
Thank you. And happy Veterans Day to all listening this morning. Ron Christie, it is my aspiration to get you and Farai to disagree this morning. I'd like to begin, but I don't think it's going to work. You said earlier this week that Rick Perry's moment in the GOP debate was campaign ending, if not career ending. That was what Ron said. Farai, do you agree with that?
It's definitely, just to frame it up, last time you had me on, we were about to do an event here at WNYC, and the head of the New York County GOP said, Rick Perry's going to come from behind. Rick Perry's the one who's going to seize the day and seize the nomination.
Because of all of Kane's troubles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not so much.
Not so much. Jeff, a comment on brain freezes and American politics?
You know, well, I can't say I don't have empathy. I mean, all of us have had moments like this. The problem, of course, is this is the biggest stage you can possibly imagine. And in a narrative already where people have questioned in the past whether Perry has, to use a euphemism around it, you know, the capacities, the intellectual abilities to really take on this job, for this to happen in you know, sort of one of the most focused on debates is, I think, an eliminationist crisis for him.
Although Letterman has a bigger audience than the GOP debate on CNBC, it seems to me. And you got to admire Rick Perry for doing this, doing the top 10 list on the Letterman show last night. You got that, Jay?
Number six.
Hey, listen, you try concentrating with Mitt Romney smiling at you. That is one handsome dude.
Ron Christie, does this sort of thing work in a situation that you've described as nearly fatal?
Well, I think that's the only course that he has left now. I mean, all of us who have been in public life on television or radio have all had a freeze of the mind at some point. The only thing you can try to do right now is laugh it off. It wasn't that big of a deal. That's not really the essence of my character, who I am, and the vision and leadership that I have for the country. But as John just said, or as Jeff just said a few moments ago, John, you did that on the world stage, and that's a really tough thing to walk back from. So I still stand with my earlier comment this week. I think that was the beginning of the end of the Perry campaign, even though he has several million dollars to spend. So he's going to be around for a little while.
All right. Speaking of the world stage, Ron Christie, President Obama reportedly called Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy of France to tell them to get a bit of a move on to prevent Europe from going into recession. There's even word that Obama possibly referred to Merkel as more likely to be his opposition if she lets Europe fall into recession than Mitt Romney even. Does that sort of calling up statesmanlike behavior play for Barack Obama?
No, I don't think so. I think one of the few areas that the administration has sought to take credit and take a victory lap for thus far has been their foreign policy, with the killing of Osama bin Laden, with the fall of Libya, with this sort of Arab Spring. But look, I think the Germans feel very tapped out right now. The Germans feel that they have given all that they can give to prop up the European Union and to help out their neighbors, and they're not seeing the austerity measures that are necessary for other countries in that union to curb back on government spending. And I don't think that, if in fact is what the president said, is the proper tone to take with an ally of the United States that already feels that they're already hemmed in by their European colleagues looking for more assistance.
Farai, what do you think?
I was in Germany not too long ago, and the reality is that the German government is in a very, very tough position. The U.S. government is also in a tough position, and I do think that the president has to speak frankly, because any time that there's a shudder in the Eurozone and it's been quaking, there is a fallout here in the U.S.
Why can't the president be tougher? I mean, this is Veterans Day, the celebration of Armistice Day in World War I, where, excuse me, I think we helped out a little bit in World War I, and maybe World War II we helped out a little bit too. Doesn't the president have stature and standing to say, get your act together?
He certainly has stature and standing, but it doesn't seem that anybody can really rein in some of the less functional governments of Europe. And in fact, there is this businessman offering a prize for the person who can come up with a plan to dissolve the euro cleanly. That's how bad it's gotten. There's sort of a version of the X Prize.
I didn't hear that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Jeff Yang, your comment.
Well, you know, the big issue here, obviously, I think, is that somehow this is being framed as Obama, you know, putting this in a political space by saying, oh, you know, if you don't get your act together, then you're really the one who potentially could endanger my chance for election. That's probably what the blogosphere is going to be, you know, commenting on more than anything else. But the reality is that we are definitely facing kind of a precipice right now. The Eurozone was seen as another safe harbor, you know, something that the American dollar and the American economy had played a role as since.
Well, now there's no plan B. It's the dollar or nothing at this point. Jeff Yang, let me remind you, he writes the Dow Jones column for the Wall Street Journal and blogs for our co-producer WNYC's It's a Free Country, Farai Chidea, journalist and blogger at Farai.com, and Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies. A quick comment from all three of you on the nature of the crisis of leadership. Do you think that the people at Penn State and the national observers of the crisis that's unfolded at that university are going through, Ron?
Well, I think it's atrocious. You know, you look back to the alleged incidents that took place several years back that the head coach, Joe Paterno, knew about, his graduate assistant knew about, the athletic director knew about it, and ultimately no one called the police. And here's a fellow who has more victories on Division I football than anybody in American history, and yet while he was lauded for his leadership and he was lauded for setting the right example of just doing right, I think what we've seen is Penn State, from the university president all the way down, just did the wrong thing, and thank goodness they fired him. Could you imagine the spectacle of Penn State, Nebraska with Joe Paterno and his graduate assistant taking the field?
Absolutely. Farai, Jeff?
I mean, I think the main thing is that we should remember the victims, and we should also remember that not all the students feel the same way as the ones who took to the streets.
That's right. That's right. Jeff Yang?
Yeah, no, I entirely agree. This has become a very strange intersection between people's pride in their college, between people's love of sports, and the very real fact that there were some young lives destroyed here, and I think that has to be first and foremost.
All right, Jeff, our guilty pleasure this morning involves you sorting out the feng shui issues with 11, 11, 11 this morning. How important is that? It's everywhere.
You know, it is everywhere, and it's funny because my son actually told me that I have to make sure I take a picture of the clock today, you know, when it hits 11, 11, 11 on 11, 11. And it's just one of those sort of arbitrary things that distracts us from all the craziness going on in the world, you know?
All right. Are you doing anything special for 11, 11, 11, Farai?
I'm taking my 2 minutes because you've got AM and PM and you're supposed to be able to wish for a minute. I'm going to take my 2 minutes and just go like an auctioneer and just come up with a whole list of demands to the universe.
And she's working on we can expect those demands on Twitter. Ron Christie, what are you doing special for 11, 11, 11?
Nothing special, just flying to Arizona to go to a conference, and I'll be enjoying 11, 11, 11 from the Southwest.
Just like last week, you went to, as a pundit for Halloween, I believe.
Exactly.
Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, Farai Chidea, journalist and blogger at Farai.com, and Jeff Yang writes the Dow Jones column for the Wall Street Journal and blogs for our co-producer, WNYC's It's a Free Country. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we want to give a very special congratulations this morning to Takeaway super producer Jen Poyons and her husband Nick, who last night became parents of a baby boy. A little bit early, that baby, but we are glad he's here. Welcome to baby Joshua, and congratulations to Jen and Nick. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is out on assignment. We'll see her next week. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.